Welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 16, Tension Over Position. So this episode covers a crucial concept to ensure you get the most out of every exercise that you do, how to utilize this tension over position principle to overcome the usual roadblocks that we get with exercise cues, and this is information coming from the Physical Freedom one-to-one coaching program. So exercise cues are great, but they only take you so far. Like, we do have the same anatomy, but we've different length of limbs, different injury history, etc. So the same cues that work for some people, they're not going to work for you. And I remember hitting that roadblock many times on my own journey to physical freedom. Certain cues didn't work for me, even though they're the ones the coach gave me or the ones that I saw online, but it was only causing me pain and I wasn't getting any progress. So in this episode, I'm going to go through this crucial concept that enabled me to overcome the inherent flaws with cues and keep you moving forward to get the progress that you want with your body. We're going to go through 3 points today to cover this. So number one, we'll go through tension over position. So what does it mean and why do we use it? Number two, then we'll go through how to implement this principle into your actual training, whether it's mobility or strength. And then point three, we'll go through some examples. So we'll go through some of my own examples, some client examples, and that'll really ingrain the point in for you. So number one, tension over position. What does it mean and why do we use it? So what does it mean? As it says, we're obviously going to go deeper on it now, but it means that we're going to prioritize the tension over the position. So we're going to prioritize where you feel the tension in your body, or in other words, what muscles you feel working. We're going to prioritize that over the position, or in other words, over the cues that you're following. Okay, so that's what the principle actually means. And we're going to go into the why behind it now, because the why is the most important question for everything, and most people don't even consider it. You know, what exercise will I do? What one will I do for my hips, for my shoulder? And they don't even know any of the why behind it. So I've been stuck there before, like I said in the intro. So we're going to go into cues here, because like I never would have thought of this before. Why do we have cues? Like, why do coaches give us certain exercise cues? And the answer is so that you can actually get the tension in the right place. Like, think of basic things. Think of a bench press. Why will they tell you certain cues, you know, maybe shoulders back and down or whatever? Why are they telling you those cues? They're telling you those cues because it gets you to put your body in the best position to feel the tension where you want for the exercise. So in that one, it's obviously the chest. So if we move the shoulders back and down, what are we opening up? The chest. So we're more than likely going to get more tension into the chest. So like, once you realize that, why do we have cues? The answer is to get tension in the right place. Okay, cool. But then what about times where we follow all the cues, but the tension is in the wrong place? What then? We just keep doing the cue over and over again, aka Einstein's definition of insanity. You know, but that's what we do, because we don't understand anything. That's why I'm mainly education focused with this, because that's the only way people get long-term progress. And, you know, not have to come back to me as the guru. I want to empower people. So That's what I did, and like, I kept doing the same cues, even if it was causing me pain or I wasn't feeling it where I should have been feeling it. But I was like, he's the coach, he's giving me the cue. I don't know. So, but it's just to shatter that for you. So the whole point of a cue is to get tension in the right place. If the tension isn't in the right place for you, that cue is essentially useless. Okay, so we're just dropping dogma with certain things here. So once we understand that, now we can follow this principle. Okay. Tension over position. That's the most important thing, because if I don't have the tension in the right place, the exercise is useless and I'm not going to get the progress I want. Like, just think of that bench press. If you were doing a bench press and you follow all the cues from your coach, but all you can feel is searing elbow pain in your left elbow or your shoulder, are you going to get the bench press progress that you want? Are you going to get the strength improvements? No, you're going to get injured. So, like, it's the same for mobility stuff as well. If you're doing a mobility exercise for your hips and all you can feel is pain in your back, or even it doesn't have to be that bad, like it doesn't have to be pain, but let's say if you're doing a hip mobility exercise, but you don't even feel it in your hip, is that going to improve your hip mobility? No, because there's no tension there. Like, that's how the body works, progressive overload. We need to stress a part of our body to make it adapt. If we don't stress our hip, the hip isn't going to adapt, whether it's strength or mobility. So that's why we had to dive a bit deeper on that one to show you how tension over position is a principle that I get every client to follow. Because that's what you want, you know, when you really work through it all. There's no point being dogmatic and following certain cues because your coach said it or because you saw it somewhere. Because as I said, with different injury histories, different length of limbs, etc., the cues will be a bit different. Like, think of someone who's 6'5" compared to someone who's 5'4". like, you know, think of the difference of length in their arms and in their legs. Like, the cues will be different for those people. They'll have to move a little bit differently to get tension in the right place. So yeah, to finish off on that point, the tension trumps position if the cues don't work. Okay, so that's something that's really important. And then number two, so how do we implement this principle into your training? Right now, look, if you're working on mobility or you're working on strength, just think of any exercise where you either feel like you're doing it wrong, or you know, it just doesn't feel right, or an exercise is giving you pain. Start with those ones, because more than likely, these are ones where you're bumping into the roadblock that we talked about, where like you're following the cues, but it's not working for you for whatever reason. The reason doesn't even matter. If it's your injury history or your length of limbs, etc., it doesn't even matter. So what you do then is you're going to focus on the tension over position and now track your progress from here. So I actually did a podcast episode on tracking the progress, which is objective versus subjective progress. Objective versus subjective feedback. You'll find that if you scroll down. But that's what we're going to do here now. So tracking progress is huge. If you're not tracking it, you're not going to know if you're improving no matter what you're doing. So that's why I had that down further already. But that's what you need to do now. So focus on the tension over position and start tracking the progress. So you can track in terms of your numbers. Are the numbers going up? Or if it's mobility, is the range of motion improving? And then, so that's the objective. And then also subjective. Are you feeling better? Do you feel it more in the muscles? Do you feel okay after the exercise? Okay, so that's what you do. Pick out exercises where it doesn't feel right, or yeah, it's going wrong, you're getting no progress. Use this principle now. Focus on the tension over the position and start tracking the progress from here to actually see if it works or not. And tracking the progress is what stopped you from trying things for 3 years, 10 years, and going in the wrong direction versus being able to adjust over weeks and months if things aren't working. So we'll go into number three now. We'll go into some examples to really make sense of all this for you. So we've given you the theory and the education there, but now we want to bring it down to the practical, to what, you know, how you're actually going to do it. So in these examples, it's important to say that this is a principle I use for mobility and strength, because yeah, I usually don't say these kind of things, let's say on Instagram or a podcast, because it will confuse people, but mobility and strength are the same thing. Like, they're actually just words that humans made up. So the body just understands progressive overload. So basically, from your body's point of view, if you stress it in a certain way, it will adapt in a certain way. So strength training is just, we stress the body in certain ranges of motion that aren't very deep. Think deadlift, squat. Some of them can be deeper range of motion, but mobility is just like strength training in deeper ranges of motion. Okay, so look, I'll do a separate podcast on that. But it's just to show that tension over position, it works for mobility and it works for strength, because the body just responds to progressive overload. So with mobility, my example that popped up was doing the Jefferson curl. So like, I'm sure you probably know my story at this stage of like chronic pain going on and off for 10 years. My hip and my back and my neck were the main ones, and my knee. But for the Jefferson curl, so this is maybe, I'm over a year into my journey, you know, I'm over the chronic pain largely, and now I'm working on building strength through my spine and through my hips and stuff. So I was doing a Jefferson curl, which is like a weighted spine curl. And when I would do that one, I would feel pain behind my left knee. And my left knee, that was my first ever injury at like 15. And I still can't bend that knee fully, because lo and behold, it's a torn meniscus. You know, I knew something was wrong with it, even though scan said it was fine years ago. So this is just a good example though, because, you know, I was told my knee was fine, everything's fine. But when I would do the Jefferson curl, you know, my back would be fine, but I would just feel like a pulling behind my left knee, or a bit of pain behind my left knee, or even the next day, like walking would be a little bit uncomfortable. So this is when I was starting to learn these things, like, so, you know, the cues aren't everything, because I'm not getting the progress that I want and I'm following the cue for the Jefferson curl. So yeah, the long story short on that is I just ended up kind of by accident following what I now call tension over position. I heard a different coach saying that once and I was like, that's exactly what I was doing, but I didn't really understand. So I just bent my left knee a little bit to take the tension off the back of my knee from my old previous injuries. And because my left knee is kind of hyperextended now anyway from all the injuries that I've had on it. So bent my left knee a small bit, took the tension off the back of the knee and got it into the hamstrings, into the lower back, where it should be for that exercise. And then I started getting progress again. You see, so, you know, as I'm saying, I followed this principle back then without realizing, just by tinkering around and messing with it. But me following the tension over position there, that's what helped me get over the roadblock of just following cues dogmatically and not getting progress. And then another example, I'll give you a strength one. This was only over the last year. For my horizontal pushing, I've actually just joined a gym now for the first time in like 4 years, so I'm getting into, you know, dumbbell bench press and stuff just for a change. But when I was working out from home, I was doing ring push-ups. So ring push-ups here, hanging from the bar in my apartment, and yeah, weighted ring push-ups up to whatever, 30 kg up to 35, something like that. But from following cues on it, I did end up actually irritating my shoulders at one point. And yeah, through the same thing again, the tension over position. Once I kind of looked at the videos and saw the form, I was like, yeah, the form looks okay, but it doesn't feel great. You know, the tension isn't fully on my chest. It's more into my shoulders and this kind of stuff. So again, I use the tension over position, change the form based on that, based on what gives me the most kind of pump in my chest and how, yeah, what angle do my arms need to be at and how far apart do the rings need to be so that I can get the most tension on my chest from these reps. And obviously I had to check the ego and lower the weights to figure this out. But long story short, over a year later, so let's say a year ago I did like 35 kg, but with bits of shoulder pain and not feeling great. And now a year later, I, you know, went back to like 15 kg, 20, worked back up, and now I can do 35 kg with feeling really good. I'm with really good tension on my chest, and my chest has actually grown, and I'm feeling stronger with it. So there's, you know, two good examples of how you can do it in mobility, and how it works with strength as well. And then client example, Sean is the one that popped into my head straight away when I was making this episode. So Sean O'Connor, he was, I'm just going to bring it up now actually on the laptop here. So he was a client who went to the gym and did CrossFit. Okay, so look, I actually like CrossFit, but let's say for the average person who doesn't understand how to look after their body, more than likely they're going to get some sort of injury. So that's what happened to Sean. You know, injury in the shoulder. And from doing CrossFit before, being very strong, he's a big guy as well, he couldn't do anything. Couldn't do push-ups. Like, he had to stop CrossFit. Like, he had to give up CrossFit, and there were stages where he couldn't even do a push-up on the floor with the shoulder pain. So yeah, skip on, like, whatever it was, 6-7 months, the Physical Freedom Program, he got back. And he's not even sure if he's going to do CrossFit again, but like, got back to the gym, got back to bench and overhead press and push-ups, everything that he thought, you know, he'd never do before. And while there's obviously loads of stuff in the program, one of the things I do remember with him was explaining this tension over position, because it's very discouraging. I've been there so many times. You've done something, you know, like a heavy deadlift or whatever, or sorry, in his case, like a heavy overhead press or a heavy bench press, and now you can't even do a push-up on the floor. Like, if you don't understand how the body works, you think that's the end, because, you know, that's what you'll be led to believe that by the healthcare industry. And obviously, in your head, you're like, I can't do a push-up on the floor. How the fuck am I going to get back bench pressing? So, and you know, you spiral downwards. It's not a nice place to be. Hence why I do all this, that I overcome myself. I know there's so many people out there like that, and it doesn't have to be that way. So, yeah, explain the tension over position with him while we were working on the mobility, educating him on pain, educating him on the body, how we can come back from these things. We worked tension over position push-ups on his knees, or else it was ones on a counter standing up. Can't remember exactly, but same thing, just lower intensity so that he can actually focus on getting the tension on his chest and off his shoulder. And yeah, did he want to do it? No. Did he do it? Yes. Like, you know, big guy checking the ego, doing knee push-ups or doing push-ups off a counter that like maybe a granny be able to do. But that's where you're at. You know, you need to, I love that line from Musashi, is like, the truth is what it is, and you can either bend to its will or live a lie. Like, there's no way around it. You can try and avoid it and live in pain for the rest of your life, not doing what you want, or you face the truth, check the ego, and you start where you're at now. So that's what he did. Could feel the chest. You know, obviously he was excited then when he could start doing some push-ups, feeling in the chest, not feeling the pain, working on the mobility alongside that, building up the strength. And as I'm saying, long story short, back benching, back overhead pressing and stuff without pain. You know, so I'll even read out every client that I get to do a review. They have big detailed reviews, so go in and read them. Like, it's, you know, it's not just like a one-liner from someone that you see one day and they feel a bit better and then like they're probably going back in pain. Like, these are over a good period of months, and that, you know, they're obviously detailed ones because they've gone through a good transformation and finally understand now how to keep their physical freedom. So I'll just read the front page for him, and then I'll link it below, and you can go and read it yourself. So he said, I felt like nothing was going to fix me, and that I was this way because of my genetics. You can see there to the, you know, influenced by the shite in the healthcare industry. So he said, physically I'm more mobile than I have ever been. Chronic pains I did have don't bother me anymore, physically or mentally. And you can see the big mental toll it takes there as well. So I'm weeks back at the gym, benching and overhead pressing, things I never thought I'd be able to do again. Absolutely amazing. Marcus, so knowledgeable and reliable. So There you go. Go in and read that one. And it was actually, as I was flicking through it, you know, I get inspired reading back through these. You know, I obviously do them and then I save the reviews, but I don't take them out much. So I just wanted to show you here how, yeah, Sean is saying it's the education that's the key. And that's what every client says, because there's no education out there. You go to physio, you go to chiropractor, whatever. They don't teach you anything. So you're never going to overcome these things. So he said, I'd like to mention the knowledge part of the program. Mark explains things in such a way that's realistic and so simple, but you don't think about it until you hear it. Things like, if you can't do what you want, do what you can, really change my mindset and approach to life, not just in training, but in general day-to-day life. It's not just the physical rehab and proactive mobility training, it's the knowledge and mindset you can carry with you even after you finish the program. So look, that says it all. Delighted with that. Delighted with Sean. He's a legend of a lad as well. So yeah, so that was it. Good client example there as well, just to give you a few different angles. Look, give you some examples from myself, some from clients, of how that tension over position principle is massive. It's really, really going to help you on your route to physical free. Okay, so finishing off then, the relevant free resources. We have 3 steps to regaining your physical freedom. So if you're, you know, that's the main one I always put here, because it shows 3 steps that the healthcare route is missing. So it's lifestyle change, perspective change, and educational change. Without those 3 things, you're never going to get your physical freedom back. And hence, you know, I'm giving you some educational change here, but you can see how this really is the key. If you're not hitting these 3 steps, you're not going to get your physical freedom back. Then the 3 ways I can help you. We've the Physical Freedom One-to-One Coaching Program. That's about overcoming chronic pain and injury, reaching your athletic potential. We've the Mental Freedom Course. This is about cultivating deeper self-awareness, skillfully navigating your own mind. And we've the Lifestyle Design University. So that's avoiding the biggest regret of humanity and designing the life true to you. So actually, I'm going to go into the Physical Freedom Program now. So I open it kind of 4 or 5 times over the year when clients are finishing up and I'm taking on new ones. So you'll be listening to this on Monday. The Physical Freedom Program is actually open now. So it's open for the week. It's open from the 11th to the 17th. And I'm going to be taking in the last intake of clients for 2023. So in December, so I do this usually every year, in December, onboard the last few clients for the year. This is the one time that I do an offer, and I'll explain why now. Like for lifestyle design clients, and coaches, that's the advice I give them. If you're doing coaching, you don't discount your coaching. That's, you know, you respect yourself, then people respect you. It's just like dating and different things. You know, accountants and engineers aren't going around like 2-for-1 program and this and that. It's like, no, you build your expertise, you get the results, you charge what you're worth. But if it's a program, something you've made, cool, you can discount that. Or in cases like this now, you can do discounts as well. So I'll explain it here for you. I'm going to be taking holidays for 2 weeks over Christmas. So the last 2 weeks of December, I'm going to go on holidays, because this is the stuff you should be doing. I know it's my own business and I love it and everything else. But as my mentor showed me before, you need to take time off no matter what you're doing. And, you know, it's true. Once I did it, I can see the benefits of the reset. So I'm taking 2 weeks off the last 2 weeks in December, but I'm going to be onboarding the new clients, as I'm saying, this week. So for that reason, I'm going to give you December for free, and we'll start those payments from January. So essentially, from your point of view, you're going to be getting 2 or 3 weeks for free. And it's a really good chance to actually get in, have those 2 or 3 weeks where we're not going to be in contact, but you already have your program there. So we'd actually meet up and do the first session in person, over Zoom, and then get your program set up so you know exactly what you're doing, and also give you the few education modules that I want you to watch starting off. So you'll have those 2 or 3 weeks to, you know, really watch them and look at them and get started on your program and have questions and stuff ready for January, because there is a good bit of stuff in there too. So yeah, from your point of view, it's great. It's a great opportunity now. If you're joining the program, this is the best time of the year to do it, because you'll essentially get a few weeks for free. Whereas from my point of view, it doesn't really matter, because I've all the stuff there in place already from all the work that I've done on it, built up the education hub, all the work with the program. So it'll just be the one-to-one session, and then, yeah, we'll pick it up from January. So if you've been watching me for a while, you know, you're reading the client examples, you're kind of waiting for a time to do it. Now is the time. There's no better deal into the Physical Freedom Program than what I do now in December. So I'll put the link here for my calendar. So what I do now is I do consultation calls for the week. So anyone that's interested, we have a quick call over Zoom, 15, 20 minutes, go through the injury history. I'll want to have a chat with them too. I don't just take anyone, you know, I take people that are committed, because that's the one thing. If you give me your commitment, I can promise you that we're going to work towards physical freedom. And there's guarantees on the program as well. Look, I've been through the healthcare route. I'm being the change I want to see in the world. There'll be no more of that bollocks of paying loads of money and then having no results. So there's actually guarantees in the program where you're going to get the results that you want towards your physical freedom, or I'll give you all the money back. You know, like this is what we need. You know, I'm coming back for people like younger Mark who, you know, $8,000 or something down the healthcare route over 10 years and nothing to show for, being told to settle and give up. And broken body, mindset and life. You know, not trusting anyone now. I don't even know if I can trust this coach, etc. So, look, mind is at ease there. You know me at this stage now, probably, for listening to me, what I'm like, coming from a place of integrity for the right reasons. If you're ready, now is the time. Be my honour to help you come back. So the links are there to book in the call. And then, yeah, just for following and contact in general, you see them there, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and over email. So you've the call link there if you want to book it in. I'll be in contact then within 24 hours to arrange or just confirm the call. But if you have any questions, DM me on Instagram or send me an email to guideandsettle@gmail.com. Cool. So we'll leave it there. So don't settle, and talk to you next week.